This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Americans, including Paul Whelan, Alsu Kurmasheva, and Evan Gershkovich, were freed from Russian prisons on Thursday in a historic deal. Jessica Jarrett has the story.
U.S. President Joe Biden.
Today we're bringing home Paul, Evan, Alsu, Vladimir. Three American citizens and one American green card holder. All four have been imprisoned unjustly in Russia.
Among those headed home from Russian prisons, journalists Evan Gershkovich, Alsu Kurmasheva, and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Vladimir Karamurza. In total, months of negotiations secured the release of 16 people, including five wrongfully detained Germans and seven Russian citizens, in return for eight Russians held in the U.S., Germany, Poland, Norway, and Slovenia. Jessica Jarrett, VOA News.
The U.S. government on Thursday announcing it's recognizing the opposition candidate as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the country's electoral authority giving the victory to President Nicolas Maduro. KP's Norman Hall has that story.
The U.S. government has recognized Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of the South American country's presidential election, discrediting the results announced by electoral authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Gonzalez won the most votes in the July 28th contest. A Brazilian government official says officials from his country, Colombia, and Mexico have asked Maduro's administration to show the vote tally sheets from Sunday's election and allow impartial verification. I'm Norman Hall.
Kamala Harris will be confirmed as the Democratic U.S. presidential nominee in an electronic vote that started on Thursday, replacing the fanfare of in-person balloting that usually kicks off the party's national convention.